Blackstone Audiobooks presents An Unacceptable Death by Barbara Serenella. To Dr. Zuling Feng. Part 1. Before and After. Chapter 1. Munch liked Rico's hair longer. She also dug the Fu Manchu mustache he had grown, but she was glad he'd given up on the scraggly beard. Mexican men should stick to mustaches. It was Saturday. Asia, Munch's 9-year-old daughter, was at her dance class. Rico had surprised her with his visit, but that's the way they had to play it, snatching moments together when they could. They strolled down the sidewalk, Rico's arm resting comfortably on her shoulders. He was a foot taller than her own 5 feet. They fit together just right. If she had lived in a nicer neighborhood, she would have warned her neighbors that this Bato-looking guy was really a cop, and in disguise. But between the bikers across the street, the house full of probably illegal aliens next to them, the crazy Oki next door with the inbred daughter, and the alcoholic divorcee on the other side, it was probably safer for all concerned to say nothing. Her WW2 vintage bungalow home was in Santa Monica on a street lined with untrimmed palm trees and a few Spanish-style quasi-adobe houses that had seen better days. This part of Santa Monica was closer to the gangbangers of Venice than the pricey shops on Montana Avenue, and the large, stately homes on San Vicente Boulevard. Her little